The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents The Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show, friends. It's always a privilege to be with you. And yes, we are always working on your financial freedom. My name is Mike Harrison. Today, we're going to talk about a real game changer for building wealth, buying your time back, and living life on your terms. And that is owning cash flowing rental property. Stick with me for the show. I'm going to title today's show, Five Simple Steps to Owning Cash Flowing Rental Property. I've been investing in real estate for 14 years, and it's, man, 14 years has gone by in a flash, I will tell you that. One truth has become crystal clear. Passive income is the foundation of financial freedom. Today, I'm going to walk you through the why, the what, and most importantly, the how of creating lifelong passive income through rental real estate, even if you're starting with no experience whatsoever. That was me. So let's talk about the why. I want to get into the retirement lie, as I call it. The truth is, most Americans are counting on a broken system. The retirement model we have is outdated and insufficient. Let's get into the 401k, IRA, Social Security. None of those were ever meant to fund a 30-year retirement. Yet that's what most people have today, is a 30-year retirement. Retirement's getting longer and longer as we live longer. I'll give you a stat to back it up. Vanguard, right? We've all heard of Vanguard. Vanguard says their data, the median, and I like the median better than the average. The median gives us more of a true value of what's really going on. And the median, just to be clear, the average skews it up because some people have large accounts. So the average skews the number. If you're just looking at the average, you're not getting a true assessment. But the median 401k balance for Americans, now not just any Americans, let's talk about those age 65 or older, okay? That sounds like retirement to most people, is only $87,725. $87,700. That's less than 2 years of living expenses for the average household. All right, let's give another stat. Number two, this is as of 2024. This is from the National Institute on Retirement Security, whatever that is, the NIRS. Well, they say that over 68% of Americans aged 55 to 64, now this is when people are thinking, hey, I'm going to shut it down. This is when I want to retire. What do they have? They have less than one times their annual income saved. What does the National Institute on Retirement Security recommend? They recommend 7 to 10 times. So if the median balance is 87.7, they're saying you need at least 875,000 to retire. I would think that number is even low, way low. What do we have? We have inflation, rising healthcare cost, market volatility. What do those do? Those all erode traditional savings. Healthcare costs are not going down, friends. Inflation is going to be with us forever. In fact, the Fed, there's a lot of talk about inflation. They like inflation to be at 2%. So they're saying, hey, we want inflation. We just want it to be 2%. Well, that's 2% less each and every year compounded over 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Passive income from rental property, it's not just about the cash flow today. Okay. I talk a lot about this on this show. It's about peace of mind for life, pulling those stresses out of your life, those financial stresses. So the bottom line is you can't outsave a broken system. Social Security, let's hit that for a second. I should have hit that earlier on. When Social Security was created, the average age where people passed away in America was 65. 65. So even when Social Security was created, they're saying this is a five-year Band-Aid, really, maybe a 10-year Band-Aid for most people. And now we're stretching it out 30-plus years. So you can't outsave a broken system. What do we do? Well, we have to find an investment that cash flows, right? We have to find the ideal vehicle to create wealth, lifelong wealth. And real estate is the ideal vehicle. Cash flowing rental real estate outperforms traditional investments in key areas, especially for beginners. Absolutely outperforms them. Too many people that don't own real estate, they just analyze one thing and they say, well, how much are you making in cash flow a month? And you say, ah, $350. But they don't put the whole picture together, what your cash, what your total return is, how much you're actually making, because you've used leverage to get into that property. So you really have very little in it. And your returns are double, often triple digit returns, but they're coming from different avenues. And typical people can't understand that. They just see X's and O's, and real estate isn't an X and O. It's making money five ways. But bottom line is the real estate is the ideal vehicle. And one of the main points is it's easy. So if you're a beginner, it's simple. You can make mistakes in real estate. Real estate's very forgivable and still make money. I purchased my first rental property prior to being a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, didn't know what I was doing, did it all on my own. And my cash flow on that property for 2 years was 9% each and every year. That was just the cash flow, okay? I really didn't understand the big picture, but I was making 9% for a guy who didn't even know what he was doing. Also, all the rules are written in favor of the little investor, of the mom and pop investor. All the rules are in your favor. It's hard to find an asset class where the rules are in your favor. Do you think the rules are in your favor when you're buying stocks and mutual funds? No, they're not in your favor, my friend. They're to the favor of the big houses, right? They steer you certain directions for very specific reasons. What else? Real estate is the most resilient asset class on the planet. What do we not have enough of in this country? We don't have enough clean, functional housing. Everyone needs a place to live. You have three choices. You can buy a house, you can rent a house or an apartment, or you can be homeless. That's it. Or instead of being homeless, what happens? Typically, people move in with friends or family. That's the bottom line. We all need a place to lay our head at night. So I mentioned cash flow. What is cash flow? The resident of the property that you are leasing that property to, they're going to pay rent. And as such, you're going to pay the principal, insurance, interest, and taxes, PITI. Rent pays you monthly income. It's not paper gains. Appreciation. I think everyone understands appreciation. Properties will increase in value over time. We all know Uncle Charlie's house that he bought in 1972 is worth eight times what he paid for. That's appreciation. Leverage, my friend. Leverage is beautiful. Now, a lot of you out there are very debt averse. Dave Ramsey does a fantastic job of scaring people from debt. And yes, consumer debt, college debt, credit card debt, automotive debt, those are all the devil. They're holding you back. But investment debt, leverage on a property, is a beautiful thing, my friends. You can control a very large asset with a very small down payment, typically 20% or less, and you are getting all of the components of that property working on your behalf, even though you're only in it for 20%. How beautiful is that? You can't do that with other investments. Leverage also provides mortgage pay down. If you're worried about the debt, think of it like this. You're not paying that mortgage. The resident is paying that mortgage. And when they pay the mortgage, when you look at the mortgage, they pay you and you pay the mortgage, okay? Technically, yes. But you're taking that mortgage portion out of the rent. When you look at that statement, there's two pieces. There's interest and there's mortgage pay down each and every month, right? A few hundred bucks here, a few hundred bucks there. but that's monthly equity. It goes direct to the bottom line of your net worth. Sure, it's unrealized. It's in the form of sheetrock, bricks, sticks, copper, whatever, you know, an assembly of commodities is really what a house is. But that little monthly piece, don't undercount that by any means. It adds up over time. Tax benefits. Friends, tax benefits are beautiful in real estate. You got depreciation, you have the mortgage interest deduction, you have 1031 exchanges, you have cost segregation, you have bonus depreciation. So many rules in our favor. Control. This is big. You choose the property. You choose the resident. You set the rent value. You choose the level of rehab, and you choose the exit strategy. You have total control over this investment. Accessibility. Important for beginners, right? With the right education, the right mentorship, anyone can start, even with limited funds. It's beautiful. I didn't start with a lot and just built it up over time. Another thing I like about real estate, it's tangible. All my investments have an address. I can touch it, improve it. I can influence its performance. That's also known as forced appreciation. So all the rules are in my favor. Let's talk about simplicity and predictability. This is for you beginners out there. One of the most overlooked strengths of real estate is just how simple it really is. Once you do that first property, once you get into that first property, you're going to look back and go, man, why was I sweating this for 3 or 4 years? This is really no big deal. I've had hundreds of people tell me that. I have lived that personally. But the bottom line, everyone needs a place to live. That's not changing. When you purchase the right property in the right neighborhood, you fix it up and rent it at fair market price, it works. We teach a method here. We call it best product, best price, managed by the best people. You don't need a finance degree. You don't need 17 books on how to do this or a Wall Street background to succeed. What do you need? You need a roadmap. You just need to follow a proven blueprint. By the way, that's why Lifestyles Unlimited is here. Education and mentoring. Once I joined Lifestyles Unlimited, immersed myself in the education piece, I was shocked personally at how little I really knew about how to make money, how to create wealth, how to create passive income. Look, this is not magic. It's math. You buy it right, you rehab it smart, and you rent it well, and then you repeat it. How much do you need to start? Well, you don't need $1 million. I've seen investors begin with 25, 40,000, get into solid cash flow and rental, and then they let that first deal snowball into the next and the next. We'll continue it on the other side.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. You can reach me directly at askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. That LU is Lifestyles Unlimited. Check us out on the website. We're an education and mentoring group. We've been around well over 30 years, just teaching people how to buy their life back one small piece at a time, one cash flowing piece of real estate at a time, on top of one another, on top of one another. And if this message is resonating with you, if this is something you want to seriously look at, potentially engage in, I invite you to our free workshop, and you can find that at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Bottom line, friends, retirement system's broken. I've got 5 steps to owning cash-flowing rental property. We're going to get into those. I want you to understand, what's the goal, okay? What's the goal? Is it assets? Or is it income? Well, it's not assets alone. Assets provide the income, but income really is the role. Real estate creates wealth because it's the only investment that literally pays you 5 ways and you're in the driver's seat. All right, 5 steps. I've broken these down. I'm going to call the first 3 steps the how, right? We talked about the why, and we talked about the what. Let's get into the how, right? How do we get started? This is where the journey begins, okay? And the first 3 steps are the foundation for long-term repeated success. What is step one? Step one's important. I didn't have step one when I started. I had no idea. I just was kind of like, well, I'm not going to get the figure in my 401k that I know that we'll need for a dignified retirement, and reverse engineered that, and it was driving me crazy, and I knew I needed to do something different. So I purchased a rental property, right? Boom, just ready, fire, aim. That's kind of what I did once I had enough and decided to do what I need to do. So for me, step one was buy the property. Step two was get educated. I was humble enough to realize I needed an education. But step one for you, let me save you some time. Let me save you some heartache. Let me put you in a position to be effective right out of the gate. Get educated first, okay? And it's not some overwhelming, I mean, it takes 2 years to get an associate's degree. You can get educated on how to do this through Lifestyles Unlimited in a weekend, okay? You can take as long as you want, or you can go as slow as you want. Bottom line, education's what separates successful investors from speculators. You'll learn how to analyze properties. You'll learn how to understand market cycles, calculate your returns, very important. And better than that, identify the bear traps, right? Do this, don't do this. Follow the roadmap. We have education courses online. We have workshops that you can attend. You can listen to these podcasts, right? And a lot of times on these podcasts, we have guests. I'm not the only person on the podcast. We got the great Al Gordon out of San Antonio. We have Andy Webb. And obviously Dale Walmsley. But this is where you learn from people who've actually done it. Very important. Education will give you confidence to take action. We don't want to guess. We don't want to gamble. Okay, guessing and gambling, that's a good way to get into trouble. But without education, you'll make costly mistakes. I know I did. Or without education, you'll stay just mired in fear. All right, stuck. It's a big reason why I joined Lifestyles Unlimited. Bottom line here, education doesn't cost you. Ignorance does. Ignorance is expensive. Step two, find a mentor and build a team. And you don't have to do this through Lifestyles Unlimited. Sure, this is Lifestyles Unlimited show. Find a local real estate investor group in your area. They're in pretty much every area of the United States. Get online, find a group, go have some lunch with some people, go network with some people. Find somebody who's doing what you want to do. But the mentor, so important. Mentors need to be somebody who's already achieved the success you want. My friend Jack, who lives up in Denton, love that guy. He also has a great property down on the coast, Texas coast, but Jack was sharing with me a long time ago that when he wanted to buy rental real estate, he had an associate basically that I think owned 30 or 40 properties and kind of walked him through what to do. And that was where he started. He eventually became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. But find somebody doing what you want to do, not just some influencer or some guru. There's 1,000 of these phony gurus online. What's a mentor going to do? Mentor is going to help you avoid analysis paralysis, right? I'm stuck. I just can't make a decision. Mentor is going to help you navigate challenges, and they're going to help you make the right decisions at the right time. Next, build that power team. Who do you need on your team? You can't do this alone. You need to have a team. Well, you need an investor-friendly real estate agent, right, to help you find these properties, buy properties. Yes, we use real estate agents, among others. You need to get your lending in order, your mortgage broker. You need to have 2 of those, somebody that can help you with hard money, and I'm not going to go into what that is, but it's a strategy we use, and somebody that helps you with conventional lending, right? We start with hard money, and we roll into conventional lending, and I'll tell you, hard money really is the easiest money. It's much easier than conventional. You need an insurance agent. Yeah, we're going to protect our assets. Somebody who understands rental property, not just any insurance agent. I can't tell you how many conversations I've been in where somebody has purchased rental property and they're using Steve because they've had Steve forever and Steve insures their own property. And then they find somebody that's a rental specific investor friendly insurance agent. And they advise them on a whole different policy, typically a policy that's much less expensive, but it's still a policy that covers what needs to be covered. They're going to navigate them through what they need to know, what actions they need to take. CPA, tax person, I don't know that you need this out of the gate, but once you get to a certain point, yeah, you need some pros to do your taxes. There's so many rules in our favor. I want guys that understand rental real estate, handling my books and handling my taxes. They're working on my behalf. Are they expensive? Yes. In the huge scheme of things, it's money well spent. Maybe you want to manage your property yourself. I do recommend it. It's not difficult. We'll teach you how to do that. We'll teach you who to put on your team and what actions you need to take and where to get the lease and how to do the lease. A lot of this is all done online. How to do the background check, so important. If that is an obstacle for you, okay? It became an obstacle for me. Eventually, I went and got a property manager just really to buy my time back, but I didn't start with a property manager. There are property managers that will take a portion of that rent and they'll handle everything for you. Next person on your team, the GC, so important, or your contractor if you want to break it out and you get your painter, your flooring guy, your roof guy, your fence guy, or gal. Sorry, don't want to leave y'all out. Guys or gals, but you need to have the contractor team, okay? These people aren't just supporting you. They are accelerating your success. I can't tell you how many times my contractor advised me, and he advised me in a position that actually reduced the cost of the rehab. Okay, what kind of person takes money out of their pocket? A lot of them will just go, oh yeah, you know, we can do that. It's an extra $4,000, $5,000, whatever. No, you want somebody that understands rental property specific. You can go faster and farther with the right people around you. Let's move to step three, and we're going to have to carry this over on the other side. What is step three? We're educated. We got our team. Now, let's start actively pursuing opportunities. Let's start looking for deals. Again, we can teach that. Your mentor can teach that. People that are doing this day in and day out can teach that. But you're educated. You're supported. What are we looking for? We're just looking for bread and butter rental properties, solid working class neighborhoods, right? Class B or Class C property, right? Rent to the masses, dine with the classes. Who said that? Well, the man that founded Walmart said that, right? He have a product that appeals to the most amount of people. You got to learn how to analyze these deals. Very important. We have software here at Lifestyles Unlimited. We call it Quest. If you're at our challenge level, well, I think you can subscribe to Quest at any level. But at our challenge level, since I mentioned it, we will find properties for you. Okay. It's a next level. I joined Lifestyles at the basic level, but if you want a little more hands-on, you can join at the challenge level, which is specific to single family properties. But we'll do email blast where the properties have already been analyzed. And we'll basically say, here's a property, who wants it? And you can respond back and say, I want it. And then you can begin the process. Now you can back out. You're not contractually obligated to buy some house off a piece of paper that you're looking at, but just understand the analysis has already been done. But when you're looking for your properties, you can use the local MLS. You can utilize a real estate agent, find that agent that caters toward investment buyers. Investor networking groups, very important. I've sold some houses to other real estate investors. In fact, I sold four in one transaction. It was amazing. Wholesalers. There's some fantastic online platforms out there to find properties. Roofstock, Realtor.com, Zillow. But you got to get an understanding of running the numbers, right? Rent minus expenses, PITI, principal, interest, taxes, insurance equals cash flow. It's simple once you understand it, and it's repeatable. I want you to understand the perfect deal doesn't exist. okay? The perfect deal doesn't exist. But I will tell you this, a lot of times I was just trying to get on base, right? Hit singles and doubles. And a lot of those properties turned out to be grand slams, and a lot of them turned out to be singles and doubles. But a single and double is still advancing you forward, okay? You're not looking for some unicorn. You want consistent cash flowing opportunities that meets your strategy. And the best way, the overall best way, yeah, I mentioned education to understand this, is to go do one. Go get that first property. And the sooner you get into that first property, the sooner you start creating your cash flow snowball and you learn so much on that first property. And I think my main takeaway was this isn't that big of a deal. Okay. Although I walked into it very nervous, but I had a great team, right? I had a great GC. I had the right property. The numbers worked. Everything was right in front of me. But I was, look, I'll admit, you know, I'm not some cowboy out there going, yeah, do it no matter what. I had trepidations. I had valid concerns. Thank God I had a great team. Thank God I had education. And once I did it, I go, man, no big deal. Beautiful. And we were getting about $550 a month off that property in cash flow. It was very nice. Step four, rehab right. Now, what do I mean by that? We buy distressed properties. It's part of our model. We're not buying the new, perfect. Well, occasionally we've bought some new houses, right? If the numbers fit, but that's really outside of what we do. We're looking for that distressed property. We're looking for a distressed owner looking to sell. We want the house that hasn't been taken care of. That's counterintuitive to a lot of you, but we're going to upgrade it, okay? That's the rehab right. What are we looking for in the rehab? Clean, safe, functional. We're not looking for luxury upgrades, okay? You don't have to put granite countertops in every house. I will tell you, though, if the entire neighborhood has granite countertops, when you're doing your analysis and you're shopping other properties and looking at them, you can see the pictures of the countertops online. If the other five properties on your street have, or the other five rentals in that neighborhood have granite countertops, well, you need to be doing granite countertops. But where I'm going here is you want to upgrade to the neighborhood, right? Do I need to replace all the windows with vinyl windows? My answer to that, maybe. I don't know. Look around. What does everyone else have? Is that window functional? Can you clean it up? Can you make it work? Can you do some minor repairs on it? If it's still functional and it's safe and it operates, it's probably fine, but it's up to the level of the neighborhood. So you've got to budget wisely. Over rehabbing is going to do nothing more than kill your cash flow. Under rehabbing, just as dangerous. It's causing vacancy. Best product, best price, managed by the best people. If rents in that neighborhood are $1,800 and we've got a better looking home, everything's fixed, works properly, it's clean, looks good, it's functional, we could come in $25 below rent. If everyone's at $1,800, we could be at $1,775. Maybe we could be at $1,800, but I want a little piece to attract people to look at my property. My properties, when I had turnover, oftentimes were vacant for less than a month, right? You got the right property in the right neighborhood, it's going to rent. Somebody's going to want that property. Now, we find ourselves at step five, the final step to simple cash flowing real estate. What is that? Buy it, rent it, and repeat it, okay? Now, when you're renting out these properties, a lot of people, they're so nervous. I have this property, and first person that says they want it, I'm going to rent it to them. No, you would rather have this property be vacant for a period of time if it means finding the qualified resident. I will tell you this, if you have the best property at the best price in that neighborhood, you're going to have some qualified good people that are going to want to rent this property from you. But proper screening is a very important step. That's a credit check. That's a background check. That's an employment check. That's a criminal check. That's previous rental history check. There are online vendors that will do this for you. I have friends that are investors and they take that step themselves and do the research themselves. They call the employer themselves. They verify income. Can't tell you how often someone says, yeah, here's my income, here's what I make, and here's where I work. And the phone number they give you is to their buddy, and their buddy answers the phone, or their buddy's girlfriend answers the phone, and it's all predetermined. Yeah, XYZ Supply, how can I help you? Oh, I'm checking on Adam Smith. He would like to rent my property. Can you verify his cash flow? It's just canned. You have to look up the address and the phone number for the employer, and you have to take that step. But screening, so important. Don't neglect this step. Do it properly. There's online sites. Like I said, it's as easy as, hey, you'd like to rent the property. Here's what you need to qualify. Here's, you know, my requirements. And you hand them the page or you email them the page of your requirements. By the way, I need you to go to my background check company. Log in. When you log in, it's going to charge you $35 and you're going to have to upload all the pertinent information about yourself, and they're going to do a background check, and then they're going to report that back to me. I don't get all of your, I don't get your social security number. I don't get your driver's license number. What I get is a report. Tells me what your credit report is. Tells me what your background is. Tells me about your employment. It tells you what your salary is. I can make a decision based on that. Typically, I'll have three or four people, and I lay the reports out side by side, and I can see and understand who the best candidate is based on the criteria. It's very simple. Continuing in this step, this repeat side, I call that managing the snowball, the cash flow snowball. Once that property is rented, once it's producing cash flow, you're not done. Okay, I've met a lot of people that go get three, four houses, met one that had eight, and they hadn't done anything for 6 years after that. They just stop. No, that first property is just the beginning. Okay, it's just the beginning. And while you're at it, you got to track your performance. You got to understand when it's time to move on, when it's time to refinance, when it's time to sell. You're setting up simple sheets. There's companies, again, that will do this. There's a company called Stessa. There's another company called Buildium. Buildium, B-U-I-L-D-I-U-M. They'll help you track cash flow in real time. They'll help you stay on your objective. And they'll help you, most importantly, understand that this is a business, right? You got to treat this investment like a business. But you follow those five steps, and before you know it, you'll start changing your life, creating that cash flow snowball. And then you'll understand it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.